Radio, the northern Arizona communities of Clear Creek Units 1 and 2 near Clint's Well are on pre-evacuation notice as the 170-acre tank wildfire burns in the Coconino National Forest. Spokesman Brady Smith says they have a number of resources aimed at dealing with the fire.
We do have resources on scene, and we do have some helicopters and an air tanker on order, so we're trying our best to get that suppressed before it becomes a real issue.
About 100 structures are threatened, and Prescott House Republican David Stringer's remarks over immigration are sparking outrage. He's seen on video telling an audience we don't have enough white kids to balance out a growing minority school population, complicating racial integration. But then he suggests that growing demographic is negatively impacting the white population.
This immigration today represents an existential threat to the United States.
Stringer says that he feels his comments have been taken out of context. I'm John Gilliland, and this is Arizona News.
From the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center this morning, sunny, very hot, 109. Cloudy, very warm tonight, low 83. Cloudy, very possible chance for thunderstorm, 95 the high on Friday. Chance for thunderstorm Friday night, low 76. I'm Alvin Washington from the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center.
Currently here in Midtown, 101 degrees. Our next news will be in 30 minutes or when it breaks. Coming up, it's the Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers. Right here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Hey, Todd, Liberty Mutual just saved me $782.
$782. Liberty did what?
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
Maybe I should switch to Liberty Mutual.
Visit us online to... Hey, stop echoing.
Sorry.
Visit us online to get a quote, and you could save $782. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, Equal Housing Insurer.
You're in the front yard, shovel in hand, about to dig, when a thought crosses your mind.
Was I supposed to call 811 before I start digging? Nah, that's just for excavator dudes.
No, dude, it's for homeowners, too. Before starting any digging project, call 811 two working days in advance to get all underground lines marked for free. Because natural gas lines and other utilities can be buried anywhere.
Got it. Thanks, deep-voiced narrator.
You're welcome, dude. Brought to you by Southwest Gas.
Arrowhead Grill in Glendale and Preston Steakhouse in North Scottsdale are redefining contemporary dining in the Valley. Join their email club and receive Arizona's only authentic 10-ounce prime Delmonico steak, an American culinary classic, and their famous butter cake are free on your birthday. Enjoy an unparalleled dining experience, whether it's an intimate evening for two or a corporate event for 50. Arrowhead Grill and Preston's are locally owned and family operated, serving three generations of heritage in every bite. Log on now to arrowheadgrill.com or prestonscottsdale.com to book your reservations, special occasions, or monthly wine tastings. Don't forget to join the email club to receive free steak and cake on your birthday.
The information and opinions you hear on this radio show are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of KFNX, its affiliates, management, or advertisers.
Live from downtown Phoenix, Arizona, the heart of America's sunniest city, it's the return of The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick, the Elton Brothers. Ready for your calls right now at 602-277-5369. That's 602-277-5369. And now, here they are, Dave and Rick, the Elton Brothers.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Show, every Thursday morning at 11 right here on Independent Talk, KFNX 1100, and featuring the Elton Brothers, over 35 years combined real estate experience. Thanks for joining us on this Virtual is Reality Thursday. Here in the Valley of the Sun, I'm Dave Elton, licensed realtor, Arizona Best Real Estate.
Rick Elton, licensed associate broker, Arizona Best Real Estate.
And we are the Elton Brothers. Numbers to join in, talk to the bros, anything real estate related on the table. 602-277-KFNX. That's 602-277-5369. Or to chat off the air, our direct line, always on, Monday through Sunday, 480-451-3318, and our email, eltonbrothers@cox.net. We got another nonstop hour, scintillating radio rushing your way. A look at the latest real estate numbers, plus one of the hottest markets going, virtual real estate. Then in our loan segment, the latest and greatest on rates and the most popular programs. Deanne has all the details. Bottom of the hour, Investor's Corner, how Phoenix rents compare to other major cities. And plus, we have a highly motivated multifamily opportunity. Down the stretch, real estate question of the day, listings, a special probate sale, deals of the week, much more. But first, what's on your mind, bro?
I showed a house yesterday. Guess how hot it was in this house?
Inside the house.
I took my clients around. We're already hot. It's already 111 degrees out. We're already sweating. We're already looking for relief. Guess what happened?
They didn't have the AC on. Trying to save money.
Yeah. I walk into this house expecting maybe a little breath of fresh air.
A reprieve, perhaps.
Some Freon. 94 degrees in the house. And it was 108 out yesterday.
What price point were you guys looking at?
This is expensive, too. Almost $500,000 house. It was vacant. See, here's the problem, people. Right now, when you have real estate that's on the market for sale and it is vacant, it costs more money now. You got to maintain the pool. You don't want it to turn out like an episode of Naked and Afraid in the swamps of Louisiana. You got to maintain it. You got monsoon seasons coming up. These are going to be mud bogs. You ever been to a mud bog?
Not for a while. I've watched them on ESPN 7.
Big trucks with big wheels. You might as well just maybe call them up and do a mud bog in your pool if you don't maintain it. We got mud coming. We got hot weather coming. We got roof problems coming. We got hot weather. You got people that still want to get out and buy homes. But yet they got to walk into your house and it's going to be really hot out. It's just about as hot as outside. And they're going to walk right back out and get into my air-conditioned car.
Do you leave your car running during showings?
I do.
Nice.
I do.
I like that.
And I got cold water. I got anything the person wants. I got mints. I'm like an Uber driver. I got mints. I got chargers. I got water.
But it's important. It's true. The cooler it is, the more refreshing it is.
People can relax.
They will sit down in the house and hang out for a bit, take it all in.
Put the air conditioning on between 80 and 83 degrees. 80 is a little aggressive, but let's just go for argument's sake. We go 80 to 83.
That's going to make an impact.
And put a little sign on the air conditioning unit, the actual gauge. The thermostat. Do not touch or you get your hands broken.
Now, in this case, the reason the AC wasn't turned on was because the homeowner was responsible for turning on the AC prior to your showing?
No.
Oh.
All I'm saying is they need to give the real estate agent direction or gotcha. The seller needs to give people direction. Okay, it's summertime. What do we do with the pool? What do we do with the air conditioner?
Right.
How do we maintain this property so people walk in and still want to be in there? My people on a $500,000 house could not concentrate. So you know what we do?
What do we do, my brother?
You turn on the air conditioning because people think the air conditioning doesn't work.
That's the other thing.
So now they were like, can you test the air conditioning? Can we turn it on? Can we see if it works? Then it opens up a Pandora box of, whoa. You know what else happens if a house gets too hot? It starts to deteriorate. You got drywall cracking. You got cabinets being wonky. You got problems that heat will present. Heat rises. You start to see bad things happen in houses that are too hot.
The other thing is it alleviates that concern. When you walk into a refreshing house on a hot day, well, at least we know the air conditioner's working.
There you go. See, guess what?
And if that's working, you know, that's a big component. That's a big worry for buyers.
If that's working, that means the water heater's working. So what I'm getting at is it takes a lot more effort right now in the summertime in Arizona to market your property and keep it in showing condition. Get the air conditioning serviced. And you want to present that. You with the buyer, with the seller disclosure statement. The air conditioning was just serviced 6 months ago, 4 months ago, 3 months ago. Because guess what? As sure as God made green apples, the buyer's going to ask, when was the last time this air conditioning was serviced? Because the only thing on people's minds right now is air conditioning. Well, you know, if you walk out and you see pipes that have broken insulation, you have dirty air filters, you have these things in your house, it's a problem for buyers. They're hypersensitive to air conditioning right now. Pools, if you walk out and the thing is green and muddy and soupy, it's a problem. So, can't beat it enough. Take care of your houses that are vacant in the summertime. Even if they're occupied, get the air conditioning serviced. You should have done it before the heat started, because now they charge a lot, because air conditioning companies make their most of their money between May and September. The rest of the time they go on vacation. So anyway, that's my public service announcement. The other thing I want to talk about is this. Buyers that are going through the loan process right now. You're going through the loan process and you might as well sit home and stick burrs up your butt, because that's how much the process hurts. Get pre-qualified and sit down with your loan officer, because they are going to ask you for paperwork until you're blue in the face and you're going to hate the loan officer, and all you're going to do is bitch. Am I allowed to say that?
I think so. I like
okay.
it.
Okay. So all you're going to do is bitch at the loan officer and say, why do you need this? Why do you need that? Why do you need this? Why do you need that? Guess what? There are guidelines for loan officers. They're all the same. I don't care if you get tired of one loan officer because they're asking for too much paper, and you go to another loan officer, they're going to ask you for the same crap.
And if for some reason that loan officer isn't asking you for anything, I'd probably find another loan officer.
Yeah. Now you're in deeper trouble. And you don't need to understand the process. That's the other thing. You don't know. You don't need to understand why they need a particular piece of paper. You know what it's like? You go into an operating room and you sit on the gurney and you get operated on and you trust the doctor. You're not going to ask questions. What are you doing with that scalpel? What are you doing with that drill?
Just trust that they
got to trust that if the loan officer comes highly recommended, you got to trust them that they understand and know what they're doing. And if they've been in this business long enough, they are going to steer you in the right direction and get your loan done. Quit asking so many questions and quit being so pissy about it. There, I said it.
There you go. And guess what? Speaking of loan officers, we got one of the best in town coming up. Up next, the latest and greatest on rates and all the most popular programs. Deanna has all the details. Stay with us on The Real Estate Show featuring the Elter Brothers. Real estate in the palm of your hand.
People offer a lot of financial advice these days, but the best tip is start with someone you know, like your local Allstate agent. Because the same person you count on to protect the here and now can also help you build a solid plan for your financial future. Or a plan that includes life insurance to help protect your family down the road. A good plan and a good life starts with someone you trust.
Call Steve Fraley at 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
Hi, Rick and Dave here.
The Elton Brothers on KFNX.
Have you ever pulled in front of a listing, can't get a hold of anyone, and just wanted more info and photos?
That's so annoying.
Well, we have an app for you.
Simply text Elton to 32323.
It's completely free and downloads right to your mobile device.
So any real estate sign across the valley.
Text Elton to 32323 and get all the MLS info right to your phone.
Immediately.
The Elton Brothers, putting real estate in the palm of your hand.
Arrowhead Grill in Glendale and Preston Steakhouse in North Scottsdale are redefining contemporary dining in the Valley. Join their email club and receive Arizona's only authentic 10-ounce prime Delmonico steak, an American culinary classic, and their famous butter cake for free on your birthday. Enjoy an unparalleled dining experience, whether it's an intimate evening for two or a corporate event for 50. Arrowhead Grill and Preston's are locally owned and family operated, serving three generations of heritage in every bite. Log on now to arrowheadgrill.com or prestonscottsdale.com to book your reservations, special occasions, or monthly wine tastings. Don't forget to join the email club to receive free steak and cake on your birthday.
Deanne Reisner of Suburban Mortgage, BK10123, will pay for your appraisal. Contact Deanne directly for all your mortgage needs. 602-606-6728. Deanne has over 20 years of experience. She knows which mortgage is right for you. Call now, 602-606-6728. and save $400 to $500 on your mortgage costs because Deanne will pay for your appraisal. 602-606-6728. NMLS 203518. This segment of The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick, the Elton Brothers, is brought to you by Deanne Reisner, NMLS 203518, with Suburban Mortgage, BK10123. With 20 years of experience, Deanne has the right loan for you. Give Deanne a call today at 602-606-6728. That's 602-606-6728.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick Elton, licensed agents slash brothers with Arizona Best Real Estate. Call us direct, 480-451-3318. Right now, if you have a financing question or a refinancing question, Deanne Reisner, direct line, Suburban Mortgage, 602-606-6728. That's 602-606-6728, over 25 years in the mortgage industry. One of the best in town at what she does. Just ask all the realtors who will not do a deal unless their client's loan has first been deannuitized. Deanne Reisner, welcome to the show.
Hi, Dave. Hi, Rick.
Hi, Deanne. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Did you hear my little rant?
No.
Oh, you just kind of tuned in right at your time, huh? I was talking about this. This is what I was talking about. Buyers qualifying for loans and having to go through the process and getting frustrated and freaking out and not, and asking why loan officers need certain documents and, you know, just becoming belligerent and trying to figure out why they need certain things and trying to understand the process. How do you go about with a buyer to make them feel a little bit more comfortable, at ease, that you're asking for all these crazy documents because you need them?
Absolutely. Well, I explained to them that, especially now, ever since the market crashed, the government sort of went a little overboard, and so now they want to verify, re-verify everything. So I tell them right up front, I'm like, don't kill the messenger when you see the list of documents that I'm going to need. And because I meet with every client, I give them the list, they bring it all in, and I explain to them, unfortunately, we have to get W-2s and tax returns and pay stubs. And then we have to get transcripts to make sure that that's actually what they filed. And then we have to verify their employment right up till the day they close. Because back in the day, sometimes somebody would lose their job, not tell anybody, and then they'd go into foreclosure because obviously they couldn't afford it. So I explained to them, sorry, I have to go through the same process, but everything has changed. So here's what I need. I find that if you explain it to people and you sympathize and empathize with them, they're fine.
Yeah, and that's the key. And what you're, I think, what you're describing is the basic conventional buyer who's got a job, works 9 to 5, hourly, has been wanting their job for 5 years and has got good credit, and they need certain amount of documentation. And then you get into the self-employed people that own different businesses and they own a whole bunch of different things. They've been at their job. Who knows? They're commission-based. Then it all becomes fairly tricky. That's when the rubber hits the road, when people are trying to get you documents.
Well, and again, when you pre-qualify somebody over the phone, you find all this out up front. So then you make sure that you ask for the right documentation, you know, especially self-employed. Make sure that, you know, you're dealing with a loan officer that knows how to read tax returns, because that's a big deal. I've worked with several loan officers over the years. They don't have a clue how to read tax returns. So they give it to their processor or somebody to do, so they're not even sure if those people are qualified. And it's really quite simple. There are classes out there that you can take through mortgage insurance companies. You know your craft. And if it's super tricky, I've had tax returns where somebody's owned 4 or 5 different businesses. Some are, Schedule C, some are LLCs, some are K-1s. And if it's too complicated, I typically will ask my underwriter to help me with it just to make sure that we're on the same page after I calculate.
Oh, my God. You ask for help. So it's not, it's not like the guy not asking for directions. You get in there.
Not at all.
You ask, you ask for help. You know it. You know what you know. You know what you know, and you know what you don't know. And if you don't know, you go ask questions. Good for you, Deanne.
I think,
absolutely.
One of the things that I think Rick is ultimately trying to say here, there's a little bit of perseverance involved, and that when you ask for something, the buyer or the borrower, I should say, has to understand that you are on their side.
Yeah.
You are on their side.
You want this deal to
happen. You are not trying to make this like a trip to the dentist. You are trying to make it as easy and simple as possible, but you will need stuff beyond even, like, for example, I know a lot of times you'll need, like, you'll ask about, well, what was that check for? What was that check for? What was that check for that went into your account? And that's the kind of thing. And you know, the borrower is going to probably have to say, well, that check was for this and that. And sometimes they get, you know, why, you know, it's a $65 check, but you still, you know, it's just part of the gig of identifying these things sometimes. And people need to be patient and a little, you know, have a little perseverance and understand that you're not creating work for them.
You want it to close too.
Oh, no.
Everybody's got the same goal here, which is to get you the house.
And that's right. And it's easy to take it out on the messenger. If you're getting frustrated and giving documents to loan people, it's easy to take it out on, like, what do you need that for? I mean, seriously.
Yeah, I can't even tell you how many times I've heard that, and I'm not even doing it.
Yeah. So don't kill the messenger.
I get from borrowers, or that I've heard from borrowers that their friends have gone through the process, maybe with somebody else, is the loan officer not getting everything up front, not asking the correct questions. If you give them the proper list up front and they don't have it all, that's one thing. But to get certain things and then not to know what you're doing and to keep going back, keep going back, keep going
right.
back, that's where people get frustrated because, you know, then people think, well, why didn't you know that you needed this up front? And I tell them, you know, I don't have the golden pen. My underwriter does. I try to be very thorough. I try to get everything up front. But occasionally, you know, we're all human. I may miss something that my underwriter catches, but
and each deal is different.
Each
deal is different. Yeah. Things show up on credit reports. You know, maybe people have gone through a divorce. Maybe people need decrees. Maybe they need, you know, just documents after documents. But anyway,
right.
That's great though. Communication is key on every part of this. There are so many moving parts in real estate. I mean, between real estate people, loan people, termite people, inspectors, title people. It's endless, the amount of moving parts for one transaction to take place.
But this is a key component, so you want a pro. And you want a pro, you want somebody who has a team behind them. And Deanne's been doing it 25 years, and she has certainly created many miracles for us and gotten stuff done. And that is the key, getting stuff done and getting it done in a timely manner. So if you're a real estate agent out there, you're looking for a lender possibly, you didn't have a good experience with the one prior to, give Deanne Reisner, Suburban Mortgage, a try. Her direct line, 602-606-6728. It is a call that you will be glad you made. All right, Deanne. So rates have, I know the Fed came out a couple of days ago, raised rates a quarter, which was expected. And then miraculously the market kind of sold off late in the day and then, got kind of some footing. And I actually saw the 10-year this morning, the 10-year treasury down a little bit. So I'm assuming rates are kind of hanging in there. Maybe I'm wrong.
They are. And as a matter of fact, yesterday before I went for lunch, you know, the market was pretty stable. I came back, it had literally dropped off the cliff.
Right.
And then by the end of the day, it kind of came back up a little bit because I believe the quarter was pretty much already built in, you know, because they always anticipate it. So they're going to take it ahead of time. So it was widely anticipated. And I think that they will start to trickle up. But yes, somehow we did manage to hang in there.
So where are we with, let's start with the govies, as you like to call them, FHA, VA.
Well, here's the thing. So today for 4.75, you would have to pay 3/8 of a discount point, which on $280,000, based on your base loan amount, is roughly about $1,040. Or you'd have to take a 5% rate. So I'm telling my people, go ahead and pay the 3/8. Go ahead and pay that $1,000. Because if you take that $40 per month that you're saving, you recover that in about 25 months, so 2 years in 1 month. So if you're going to be on that property for more than 2 years, which most people are, pay the 3/8 of a discount. So that's where we're at today, 4.75. The APR is a little bit higher, 5.560, but your payment's $1,800.82 versus $1,840.
All right, very good. Now, is there a 4.875 in the middle or no?
There is, but the funny thing about that, it's the same price as 4.75.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, it's crazy. I know, because I've had people ask me that, and I'm like, it's the exact same price as 4.75. So if you can get that, if you can save 0.25% for 3/8 of a discount, unless you absolutely have zero money, my suggestion to my clients is, you know, pay it.
How about VA, Deanne?
VA, same thing. We're at the 4.75 with a 3/8 again. At 2.80, we have an APR of 5.013, $1,679.52.
$1,680, no money down. Try to get the seller to pay costs. Market's a little softer in here in June.
Yep.
You can maybe get in for no money down, $1,680 a month. How about conventional? We got a minute.
Okay, 20% down, good credit. We're at 5% with an APR of 5.128. All in, $1,391.02.
$1,391. So conventional, same as last week. Real quick, investors.
20% down, 5.5%. APR of 5.799. $1,459.36.
$1,459. Still hanging in there. Deanne, thanks so much for spending some time with us.
Thanks, Deanne.
Give her a call directly, 602-606-6728. Coming back with Investor's Corner and a motivated seller from multifamily. Stay with us on The Real Estate Show featuring Elta Brothers Real Estate in the palm of your hand.
The Attorney General of New York is suing the president and his three oldest children for improperly using the family charity.
Using funds to help pay off lawsuits and spending $10,000 of the charity's money on a portrait of Mr. Trump. The suit alleges during the 2016 campaign, then-manager Corey Lewandowski doled out foundation funds to curry political favor.
Correspondent Bob Costantini, the foundation calls the lawsuit politics at its very worst. A Justice Department report finds fired FBI Director James Comey's behavior was insubordinate in the Hillary Clinton email probe.
President Trump and a lot of Republicans have claimed the Clinton investigation was rigged, that it was not done properly, that it was done with political bias. According to the Inspector General, after this 18-month investigation, they found that there is no evidence to show that there was any political bias.
That's Evan Perez. House Speaker Ryan says Congress needs to put a stop to immigration policy that separates children from their parents at the southern border. The Dow down 35. I'm Mike Moss.
Arizona News Radio. The northern Arizona communities of Clear Creek Units 1 and 2 near Clint's Well are on pre-evacuation notice as the 170-acre tank wildfire burns in the Coconino National Forest. Spokesman Brady Smith says they have a number of resources aimed at dealing with the fire.
We do have resources on scene. We do have some helicopters and an air tanker on order. So we're trying our best to get that suppressed before it becomes a real issue.
About 100 structures are threatened, and Prescott House Republican David Stringer's remarks over immigration are sparking outrage. He's seen on video telling an audience we don't have enough white kids to balance out a growing minority school population, complicating racial integration. But then he suggests that growing demographic is negatively impacting the white population.
This immigration today represents an existential threat to the United States.
Stringer says that he feels his comments have been taken out of context. I'm John Gilliland, and this is Arizona News.
From the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center, this morning, sunny, very hot, 109. Cloudy, very warm tonight, low 83. Cloudy, very possible chance of a thunderstorm, 95 the high on Friday. Chance of a thunderstorm Friday night, low 76. I'm Alvin Washington from the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center.
Currently here in Midtown, 101 degrees. Next news in 30 minutes or when it breaks. Coming up, more from the Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers. Right here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm an extremely average golfer. What I lack in any real skill, I make up for in plaid knickers and ridiculous socks. My wife got me the world's biggest driver, and I've been waiting all week to try it out. So I step up to the tee, take my first full swing of the day and hit a perfect duck hook over the frontage road and right through your windshield. You yank the wheel and end up OB in a water hazard. And if you have cut rate insurance, you could be out a whole lot of green. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem, like me.
Call me, Steve Fraley, at 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
Arrowhead Grill in Glendale and Preston Steakhouse in North Scottsdale are redefining contemporary dining in the Valley. Join their email club and receive Arizona's only authentic 10-ounce prime Delmonico steak, an American culinary classic, and their famous butter cake for free on your birthday. Enjoy an unparalleled dining experience, whether it's an intimate evening for two or a corporate event for 50. Arrowhead Grill and Preston's are locally owned and family operated, serving three generations of heritage in every bite. Log on now to arrowheadgrill.com or prestonscottsdale.com to book your reservations, special occasions, or monthly wine tastings. Don't forget to join the email club to receive free steak and cake on your birthday.
This segment of The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers is brought to you by Steve Fraley, Allstate Insurance. Give Steve a call today for all your insurance needs, 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Show, featuring Dave and Rick Elton, a.k.a. the Elton Brothers, hanging around the Valley since 1976. Call us direct anytime, 480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. Our email, eltonbrothers, one word, at cox.net. If you've missed any part of the show, being archived on our website, eltonbrothers.com. Listen to past shows, search the MLS, get all the current listings. As soon as they hit the market, nothing to lose, completely free, and it's all at eltonbrothers.com, your one-stop shop for a real estate across the valley.
Hey, you think the Cardinals are going to win over six games this year?
Yeah, I do.
Wait, more than six or less?
Over six. That means seven.
Seven and nine.
7-9.
I think they have a realistic shot.
Depending on the health. I mean, look, David Johnson got hurt last year and everything just went downhill. You know, and it's tough to think that a team is so contingent on one player.
Why six, Rick?
The reason why I ask is
why six?
Because the line in Vegas is six games or more. You bet 110 to win, I think it's 55. So, I don't know.
Wait, that doesn't sound too good. You have to put up $110?
To win 55.
Well, here's the deal. They're in the NFC West. San Francisco's definitely on the upside, and so are the LA Rams.
Yeah, and Niners.
And they play those teams twice.
Yeah, exactly.
So there's four losses right there.
Now, well, let's just say for goof, they split. All right? Now, you may have a split with
Seattle.
Isn't
Seattle there, too?
Ooh. Yeah, but they've lost a lot,
by the way, your Giants? Yeah, they have to. I think the line is like
three?
Four games.
They have to show up?
They have to win over four games.
I would take that bet.
I would too. I think
Barkley. Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
Rick. Next time you're in Vegas, because I know you go there a lot.
No, I don't.
You're there quite a bit, way more than me. Anyway, that's a bet I would take.
I would go five. Absolutely. NFC East is going to fall greatly this year.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, Cardinals are in one of the toughest divisions, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
The Cardinals are excited. They got the new quarterback, Josh. He's going to probably start.
Well, they've got the new quarterback, Bradford.
Well, Bradford's going to last three, four games.
He's got the strongest arm in the league, hands down. He's a good quarterback when he stays healthy. Sam Bradford?
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
And we got the best hands in the league, too.
Indeed, you do. Yeah.
So that makes up for more than six games.
All right. Take that bet.
So I'm on it. All right. So what are we talking about? Real estate.
We're talking about investors. We're talking about investing, Rick.
Okay.
We're very lucky here in Phoenix. Maricopa County is the number one growth county in the country. Read the news. Maricopa County, number one growth county. Lots of jobs moving here. Lots of growth. Lots of better paying jobs. Lots of big companies coming in, setting up shop. Lots of startups. New technologies. You've been down to Chandler lately. Unbelievable.
And you know
Silicon
what?
Valley Southwest.
Things are reflecting that too. Look at rental rates. They're reflecting the growth. They're reflecting the demand. Rental rates are higher than they've ever been, ever. And even pricing on homes is very close to topping out where we did
in many neighborhoods and areas were above where we were in 06. Some are still lagging, but most have come back within 5%.
And think about that.
Of the highs.
Think about the amount of homes that have been produced since 2006. Thousands of new build homes put more homes in the overall general inventory, but yet we still have pricing as high as the peak in certain aspects and in certain areas. Crazy.
Trending higher. And so we're working with lots of different investors. We're working with investors who are looking simply to pick up residential real estate, 3-4 bedroom, 2 bath, rent them out, because Rick was saying rents are very strong.
1031 exchanges are hot right now. People moving from California, taking money out of different parts of the country and dumping it in Arizona. We're getting a lot of calls for people wanting to do 1031 tax exchanges. Give us a call if that's something that you think that may benefit you. A lot of people that have depreciated their real estate over years and years, and instead of selling it and paying capital gains, they 1031 exchange it.
Preserve the taxes. Keep rolling it over. And again, we're not tax people. We can certainly refer you to tax experts. But what we do is find the investment vehicle. Try to find the right fit. Some people, you know, prefer, they just want to collect checks and be more of a hands-off landlord. Other people want to work it a little bit more, get in there, fix the places up. Live in that, you know, buy a fourplex, live in one of the units, collect rent that way, manage it. So there's all different levels of risk, all different levels of return. One of the, we have a multifamily out there in Glendale. Bit of a project, needs a little work, but you have a highly motivated seller. This is near the historic district of Glendale. It's a 10-plex. We have it listed for $675. Seller says, bring all offers.
Seller says. Simon says.
If you want a package on that one, email us at eltonbrothers@cox.net. I'll send you all the information. Seller will look at all offers. So there's a possibility for someone.
I will tell you that.
It's going to take a little more work. I just want to say.
You know, inventory right now is at 16,300. Really, really pretty low, aggressive number in inventory. That's why you're seeing a lot of bidding wars. That's why you're seeing a lot of properties. And I got to tell you, if you got a great property that sits and backs to a busy street, it backs to power lines, it backs to water towers, you know, anything that in a very, very buyer's market, you'll never sell it. But in a seller's market, you can sell those things now. If you've had it on the market before, and it didn't sell because of your feedback of being in a wonky location, now is actually a great, great time to have that particular house on the market because it'll sell because the inventory is so low. If this market changes, you're back to square one. It's hard to sell properties around busy streets, power lines that have idiosyncrasies to them. But now's a great time.
It is a great time. And sort of continue on with the investment theme, Rick. So yeah. If you're in that
squirrel.
$200,000 to $300,000 range for a single family home with rents the way they are, they're going to return on a cash deal 5-6%. 5-6% cap net after taxes, insurance, HOA, and all that stuff. That's about what they bring. If you want a little bit better return, go into a little bit lower price point, a little more risk, you know, we work with all different levels of that. We also have other investors who are looking for commercial, like, you know, medical offices for a long term, looking for long term triple net leases where the taxes, insurance, all HOA, CAMS charges, CC&R, they're all paid by the tenant. And some of those deals are in that 6-8% range, but you know, it's commercial. So little more risk, little more return. We can find that. Give us a call, 480-451-3318. Tell us what you're thinking, what you want to do, what type of investment you're looking for, commercial, residential, residential income. We've been working with builders, as we've mentioned on the show, not only in Arizona, but in other states, other western states like Colorado and Utah, where the builders are leasing back. They're your tenants. They typically build model homes as a representation of the types of floor plans and upgrades that they have, and they lease them back to our investors. Of course, rates are going to vary, but we're trying to get 7 to 9% returns on these. Triple net leases. If you are interested in something like that, where you can then lease them out to the public afterwards, once the builders are done, or you can sell them, or you can move in them. We've actually had that happen. Lots of different exit strategies. Give us a call, 480-451-3318. Love to talk to you about what your investment needs are and see if we can find the fit. It's all about the fit.
And this is what I'm,
what your tolerance of risk is. There's options for everybody. We just have to find the fit.
This is what I'm saying about, fix and flips. Fix and flip in this market right now is difficult. I know a lot of people that buy properties down at the courthouse steps that are foreclosure kings, that are auction kings. They are having a hard time finding properties to make that profit that they're used to because prices are rising. Banks know that they could get retail pricing now for properties. And not only that, but margins are being squeezed. So fix and flipping is more like buy, fix, and hold for 6 months to a year. Then you'd be able to, that's the type of strategy that I'm seeing even the
rent it out for a little bit.
Right. These fix and flippers that are just live and die by fixing and flipping are now buying, fixing, holding, flipping.
Let me, if I can, we have about a minute in this segment. I want to throw some empirical numbers at you because it's interesting.
What does empirical mean?
Empirical means true data, my brother. True. Verifiable data. Phoenix, median home price is in that 260 range now, 260, 270, and creeping higher, but still very affordable when related to other top 10 cities. Our rental market year over year is up 2.2%, which is actually, let's compare to some other notables like LA, 1.8%, New York, 1%, Chicago down almost a point, San Diego, 1.8%, Phoenix, 2.2%. And our monthly rent average is well below some of those others. So we have room to grow, hopefully. All right.
Good
coming
job, Dave.
Coming back. We got the real estate question of the day. Probate deals of the week. Stay with us on The Real Estate Show featuring the Elder Brothers Real Estate in the palm of your hand.
Arrowhead Grill in Glendale and Preston Steakhouse in North Scottsdale are redefining contemporary dining in the Valley. Join their email club and receive Arizona's only authentic 10-ounce prime Delmonico steak, an American culinary classic, and their famous butter cake are free on your birthday. Enjoy an unparalleled dining experience, whether it's an intimate evening for two or a corporate event for 50. Arrowhead Grill and Preston's are locally owned and family operated, serving three generations of heritage in every bite. Log on now to arrowheadgrill.com or prestonscottsdale.com to book your reservations, special occasions, or monthly wine tastings. Don't forget to join the email club to receive free steak and cake on your birthday.
These days, we're pinching pennies everywhere we can. On groceries, utilities, even insurance. But get into one car accident and your rates could rise as much as 40% just because of it. Suddenly your affordable insurance isn't. Unless you have Allstate Accident Forgiveness, then the accident won't make your rates go up at all. It's part of your choice auto, only from Allstate. Are you in good hands?
Call Steve Fraley at 480-922-8820. 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
Deanne Reisner of Suburban Mortgage, BK10123, will pay for your appraisal. Contact Deanne directly for all your mortgage needs. 602-606-6728. Deanne has over 20 years of experience. She knows which mortgage is right for you. Call now, 602-606-6728. And save $400 to $500 on your mortgage costs because Deanne will pay for your appraisal. 602-606-6728. NMLS 203518.
And now, an ode to the millennial.
Hey, Dad, what's for breakfast?
I'll tell you what's for breakfast. Time for you to get your own kitchen and make your own breakfast in your own home.
How would I do that?
You call the Elton Brothers. Here's their number.
480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. Or email eltonbrothers@cox.net.
Does that mean I don't get breakfast?
I'll get you a home warranty instead from the Elton Brothers.
Thanks, Dad.
EltonBrothers.com with Arizona Best Real Estate.
Dale, help. Two men, a cook, and a bird on the bus. Dale, help. Dale, help. If a miracle's down your cat,
it. Back with the Elton Brothers. Dave and Rick Elton. We're still doing short sales. Bank repos, distressed properties, family court appointed special real estate commissioners. When you can't get along with your spouse and you got to sell your house, you bring in the Elton Brothers. You name it. We are here to help. Call us direct anytime. 480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318 or email eltonbrothers@cox.net. And when I say anytime, it's interesting. How many times have you seen in the MLS, Rick? Any offers submitted over the weekend will not be responded to until Monday.
Yeah. I mean,
can you believe that?
I mean, I guess what they probably want to do is gather offers, get a bidding
war
going.
No, I think that's like the way they conduct their business.
That's not benefiting their client.
That's the whole thing. We have a fiduciary to you. So it's 24/7. Fiduciaries don't stop over the weekend. If it's in your best interest, you have to respond over the weekend.
Sometimes you work until 11, 12, 1.
Yes. I'm answering emails. If anybody who works with me knows me, I'm up at 4 and go to bed at 11. Pretty much.
Yeah, me too. I have my phone right by my ear.
Yeah, I mean, the point is we answer the phone or we will respond to it. If we don't pick up immediately the first time, you'll get a call right back or a text. That is key.
Communication.
The fiduciary does not stop on Saturday and Sunday. That's a big day.
Now,
two big days.
A lot of times that what I'm seeing now is people will price homes to entice many offers. But sometimes that works in your benefit. Sometimes it doesn't. Because sometimes buyers get really good buyers, really strong buyers get turned off by that type of thing.
Don't want to get into a bidding war.
Don't want to get involved.
Yeah.
Just call, you know, and a lot of times properties don't, they're just such a low inventory brings out the worst in situations sometimes.
I think you have to take it on a case by case.
Yeah.
There are some homes where you just want to create a little bit of a buzz.
So what they do is they put it on the market on a Friday and say, we will not submit offers until Monday. And then you call them on Monday and go, how many offers did you get? And they're like, none. So a lot of times that turns people off.
Right. But there's a difference. Like what I write is we will be accepting offers through such and such a time. What I'm saying is that some agents are saying we will not respond to anything that comes in. Just give us 72 hours because we don't work on the weekend.
So what happens in a situation like that, if at 6 o'clock on Monday, you submit your offer at 4 o'clock on Monday? Because you don't want them shopping your offer around. If you submit your offer Friday at 2 o'clock, you know, full price cash offer, the likelihood is they'll shop that around for 72 hours. And before you know it, full price cash offer is not good enough anymore. So you got to play those things smart too.
Escalation clauses in bidding wars work really well. You can call us.
You're
about
famous
it.
For that. You're the escalation realtor.
Yeah, we've tied up many, many homes doing that, in hot markets. But if you're thinking about putting your home on the market, we would love to apply for that job. We've been doing this a long time, 35 combined years plus. We've got the radio. We've got the professional photography, drone photography, lots of marketing, an office of 100 plus agents.
Support
staff, beautiful support staff. These girls are really good.
And we don't use assistants. If you call us to use us as a real estate company, we're the bros. The bros work as a team. We don't have assistants. You're going to be talking to us throughout the whole transaction.
We have support staff, but we don't have assistants.
No.
Does that make sense?
I can't tell you how many times we do a lot of numbers. We sell a lot of homes, but yet I cannot do an assistant. I've got to have my fingers in the dike, in the dam, in the trenches. I got to be in there. So how many times do you have to deal with assistants and they don't know what's going on 90% of the time? You don't get responded back to. You don't have the necessary
some of these companies
paperwork.
Today, Rick, I mean, it's like an assembly line. You have somebody who makes the introduction. You have somebody who handles an offer. You have somebody who, you know, opens it out for showings. You have somebody who does inspections. You have somebody who does works with the title. I mean, no, we kind of oversee all of it. That's the way it works.
You call my number, I answer the phone. So I'm on top of it.
Nothing falls through the cracks.
Speaking of that, Open Door and
Yes. Open door.
Let's talk about
OfferPad. This is
open
a good
door.
Point.
Brick point, whatever that is.
Open door. OfferPad. If you want to leave 10 to 20% on the table, use those investment services.
No, don't even do that.
No, I'm saying for the convenience of an offer tomorrow, use those services. You're leaving 10 to 20% on the table.
And if
on
you have
average.
A $500,000 house,
and they don't even do 500. Okay, this is 200,000 to 300,000. We've gone through it so many times. I've actually purchased many of the homes on the other side. But if you're listing and you just want to sell your home in the 200,000 to 400,000 range for convenience in a hot market like this, when it's going to sell within 30 days anyway, you're leaving 10 to 20% on the table. Because you know what? They're going to offer you a little bit under market, and then you're going to pay 6 to 10 to 20%, 15% on fees and all that. And by the time you're done, we had a perfect example in Glendale a couple weeks ago. Yeah, we listed it for 268. I sold it for 280. Multiple offers. That's the kind of price point we're dealing with here. So when you factor in the swing and all the fees that they charge, it's 10 to 20%. Simple as that. The math. We'll gladly do the math. Get the open door offer. Just go on their website, type your house in and see what your net is. Don't look at just the offer. Just look at what your bottom line is and then call us and we'll give you an opinion of value. I guarantee you it will be 10% better.
10% is a lot of money.
Oh, sure. 30 grand.
Man.
Okay, Rick, we're killing.
That's going to be a dying model.
This is a public service announcement. If you're thinking about Open Door, give us a call, please. At least let us give you an opinion of value. 480-451-3318. Because convenience, you know, is not worth 10%. Because you're in a really great price point to begin with. It's already a convenient market for you.
You know what it takes to make 30,000 bucks? 90. You gotta make 90,000 bucks to clear 30.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Taxes.
Well, that's 60% of taxes.
Well, I'm talking about taxes expenses.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah. Public service announcement from the bros, from the Elton brothers.
Give us a call.
All right, Rick. Do you know where Genesis City is?
Genesis City? No.
Very interesting. Arizona? Well, Genesis City was created by Argentinian coders.
Oh, that's right.
Esteban Ordano and Ari Milik as part of a digital world called Decentraland, which uses Ethereum blockchain. It got an early vote of confidence on its initial coin offering last year and raised $26 million in 30 seconds. The blockchain real estate is made up of 90,000 digital plots, Bloomberg reported. And so,
how do you buy them? Do you get a deed?
Well,
or is it just you own a share?
Interested buyers will need to virtual reality headsets to visit Genesis City, where now, it's interesting. This one gentleman purchased a bunch of land. Listen to me, plots. I guess they call them plots for $13,000 a piece and is now selling them for $30,000. They're about 1,100 square feet each, and he made back his investment in just selling 8. He bought 62.
Oh, so you put those heads.
And he hopes to turn part of his holdings into a virtual museum with an art gallery and everything. And once so, yeah, I mean, I guess you get some kind of confirmation that you own this stuff.
So you put that headgear on, and you could go around the virtual city.
Mm-hmm.
And
you can go to the museums and the restaurants and the parks and all this stuff. And I guess the premium, this gentleman who, I guess the highest sale, somebody bought a piece for $15,000 and sold it for $200,000. $200,000.
No way.
Virtual real estate. Check out Genesis City.
Ha!
Unbelievable. Anyway.
Do they need title companies?
You know, I don't know the ins and outs of it.
What about a termite inspection?
Virtual termites? What, virtual leaks? You have a virtual plumber calling?
Yeah.
Virtual views?
Hmm.
Yeah. Check out this article. People are paying insane amounts of real money for virtual real estate.
That's pretty crazy.
Just Google that.
So we have a couple minutes.
It was in land.
Let's talk about this. Well, let's talk about that article, that that real estate question of the day.
Oh, you want to do that?
Yeah, quick.
All right, while I'm looking for it.
Then let's talk a little about some of our...
Go for a listing or two.
In Sun City West, Cortabella, three bedrooms, 2.5 baths, single level, 2726 square feet, built in 06, three-car garage, backs to the open common area in Cortabella, gated community, golf course, active living, 45 years and older, $479,000, just had a reduction.
I'm going to do a developer deal of the week. If you're a developer out there, we got 7 acres right at the corner of 111th and Olive. Oh my goodness, Rick. We're not going to get to it.
I know.
It's for $1,296,000. We're going to do the question next week. We're going to do deals of the week next week. We just ran out of time. I want to thank our special guest, Deanne Reisner with Suburban Mortgage, and our other incredible sponsors, Steve Fraley, Allstate Insurance, Preston's Steakhouse, Best Steak in Town, Arrowhead Grill. Either one of those places, check it out for dinner, special occasions. Take your clients there. You can't go wrong. Our man behind the glass, Chet. And, of course, a big real estate show thank you to every one of our listeners. Remember, if you do have a home to sell, we've got flexible fees, a radio show, 35-plus years combined, real estate experience. Set your listing appointment today. Give us a call, 480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. Or email eltonbrothers@cox.net. Begin your search for the perfect home, eltonbrothers.com. One-stop shop for real estate across the valley.
Radio show are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of KFNX, its affiliates, management, or advertisers. You're listening to Independent Talk 1100 KFNX, Cave Creek, Phoenix, a division of Premier Radio Stations, the home of Laura Ingraham, weekdays 6 to 9 a.m., KFNX News Time.